Hey guys, welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 66. I'm your fantastic potent pal Spider Star You, and today I am joined by Dark Boo, Super Zambazy,
hello,
and Toretta. Timmy couldn't make it today because he's at his friend's house again, ignoring us and leaving us behind. We are very hurt, Timmy. You made us cry. Ted, I was crying so much last night. how could you do that, Timmy? But today's podcast will be about Mario Party 3DS and all the news that happened at Nintendo Direct this Wednesday. Because today is April 20th, and you know what Wednesday was, the whole Nintendo Direct business. We're going to discuss that even more because we have Toretta with us. So yes, we're going to get more into that. But first, let's talk about what everyone has been doing this week. Dark Boo, is it okay if we start off with you?
Yes, it is.
All right, okay. Tell us what you have been doing, man.
Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you this on Black Friday until Spider Star you juiced me up so I couldn't come. Goodness, so I couldn't even come to tell what I had to say. But let me tell you what happened. What day are we going to start off with? We're not going to start off with Monday because nothing too much happened. Actually, yes, Monday. This is what happened. The bus didn't give me so much issues. It wasn't the bus. So it had to be at college. This is what happened. Mind you, I had a multivariable calculus test, so it took me so damn long to try to get this test done. Mind you, he said I got 15 minutes remaining, but I forgot 15 minutes to get the next class. So I finished the test at 12:30. I had college. I'm like, and yell at me. She gonna cuss me out. I got the psychology at 12:42. I was like, hey, Lisa. She looked at me like, All right, don't get it cracking now. Don't try it. So what had happened was, she let us out early, thank the Lord, because I used to get my food before I go to class. But mind you, I had a test, so I went to the test first. So I went to go get my food, and mind you, on the second floor of the G building, we have the overpass. Oh my God, we ain't gonna have this. On the second floor, we have the overpass. So basically, what happened was, you could take G building second floor and go across the overpass to the CCB. You could take the elevator back down to the cellar. My nose. So mind you, I was like, let me take this elevator. Mind you, I was about to take the stairs, but the elevator was right there. So I went in the elevator. I pressed two. So the elevator door closed, and then this girl gonna stop the elevator with her foot. I'm like, you know, this elevator don't give a damn about people. It was lift you up and take you down. So the elevator door opened, she ran in, she pressed one, and the door closed. We ride in the elevator, doing this little shake left and right, just doing minor shakes left and right. I get to, mind you, we going down. We get to two, we hit the ding ding. I'm like, ding ding, yes, ding ding. So we get to two. This is what happened. The door's been open. The doors did not open in the elevator, so after the elevator changed direction, it shot up a little bit. And then after, it was just moving slowly down. I'm like, oh, girl, we stuck in this elevator. Oh, girl, we stuck in this elevator. I didn't say that. I said the B word, though. I'm like, oh, we stuck in this elevator. And so the elevator reset, it stopped, reset itself, and went down to the first floor. I had my finger up in the air and was like, Jesus, why did you do this? Why were you testing me? Because don't they know I will break this elevator? We got to that first floor. I ran out and the girl ran out that elevator. We were like, true team. So I had to take the stairs back up to the second floor. So mind you, I'm by the CCB where they have all the kitchens and stuff and all the food. So I'm in this rusted, busted, and crusted elevator, like Quadia will say. So I get in the elevator, take the elevator down. And it was so raggedy. I'm like, dang. Mind you, I had signal inside the elevator, and I was going all the way to the cellar. I'm like, yes, Boost Mobile, yes, yes. I got the signals. I got the bars. How you doing? I got SSS and bars. What you doing? So that's what happened Monday. Tuesday didn't give me too much. Wednesday didn't give me too much. Thursday, my freaking bus card took on 225 instead of the said a transfer store had to get $225 extra, and I was on the verge of being broke. I only had like $7. Then I had to go pay the bills, so I had to walk back home. The intro got me something to eat, though. So pretty much that's all happened. I haven't been playing the game because I'm being real honest. When I got home, I slept. I got in the house, I just went to sleep. I was throwing my Z's and R's.
So basically, that's all had been happening.
That's it?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Super Zanuki, what have you been doing?
What have I been doing? I haven't done anything interesting this week, I don't think. I can't remember. It's just kind of been just a bland week full of school and exciting news, yes, but I mean, nothing exciting in my actual life. In terms of games, I haven't really been playing much. I actually haven't played Luigi's Mansion all week, which is kind of bad because I need to work on that guide. I have been playing Kirby's Adventure for the NES. It just came out on the Wii U Virtual Console. This is the first time I've ever played it, and it's good. I like it. I like it. I think it's just a really fresh take on, you know, the 2D side-scrolling kind of game. You're used to Mario Brothers, and you have this cool mechanic where you suck people up, and you take their abilities and transform. I think that's really cool. I am not a Kirby person. I do not play the Kirby games. So this is kind of my first Kirby game, and I am enjoying it quite a bit. I think I got to the third world. I just got to the third world. So, it's a good game. And yesterday, actually last night, I could not fall asleep. So I took my 3DS and I went to my Street Pass, or Mii Plaza, and I had like 9 people waiting in there. And I finally figured out how to get past one of the rooms in Find Me 2. It was a room where it was like all on fire, and every time someone would go in there, they'd have to walk out because it's so hot. But all you had to do was have 2 people that had blue, dark blue on them, and they would cool the room down. It's just, it sucks because I've been collecting people, and they would keep running out because I've never been able to clear that room, and I couldn't do any damage. So it's good. Now I can start using Street Pass again. And yeah, I mean, that's really all I've been doing.
Oh, are you sure there's nothing else you want to mention?
I did the Lost Levels thing with Double T Thursdays. And, there is something else. I kind of forgot. Whoops. I just got my confirmation email from E3. I will be going this year again. So that... That means a lot for Mario Party Legacy, www.mariopartylegacy.com. It means a lot because we'll have hands-on coverage, hands-on time with demos, we'll have impressions, we'll have videos, and I know what a lot of people want. They want best quality video, they want a direct audio, they want to hear the audio, and that's what I'm going to try to get, and I'm going to try to get everything, so... Definitely keep looking back here for Mario Party Legacy during E3. That's June 9th through 14th. That's like the general week. So, yes, keep a lookout here. It's very exciting. I'm very excited because this year is just jam-packed with Mario stuff, which is really overwhelming, but at the same time, hey, we love Mario. So, yes, that's what's happening.
Yeah. All right, now Tourette, my fantastic Leslie, what have you been doing?
I've been mostly going outside for a special school thing, and obviously whoring myself out to Fire Emblem like I usually do. I also did Legacy Wednesdays instead of H. And you should check it out. I worked pretty hard on it, and I think it's pretty good for someone just made on Windows Movie Maker, because that's all I can afford.
Okay, then. All right, now I guess I'll just talk about what I've been doing this week. Well, I wasn't able to do Juicy Tuesdays this week because I got kidnapped by Dark Boo.
Yes, you did.
How dare you do something like that? That's why I poured down the juice on Friday. I did Black Fridays this week, and I talked about racism and prejudiced people of all kinds. I really clocked down the tea on everyone who is of that kind, and I really told them about themselves, so you should definitely check out the rant. I know it's like 16 minutes long, but hey, what do you expect from a rant? It's not supposed to be like 5 minutes.
Never,
exactly. Other than that, let me see what else I've been doing. I have not been playing Luigi's Mansion or Pokemon Gates to Infinity at all this week. I don't know why, I just lost so much interest in playing. Like, ever since Wednesday came along, I just didn't want to play it. I don't know why. I gotta get back into it, because I still haven't freaking beat Luigi's Mansion. It's ridiculous, but other than that, you know, I've been just being what?
I can't believe, it's like, all you guys are like, oh, I haven't played Luigi's Mansion in, like, so long. I beat it, like, almost a month ago.
Well, I played it, but I just didn't say it.
Well, you don't actually own the game, though.
But I played it. I got to I'm at the last mansion, actually.
Okay. I've been, otherwise, I've been being my juicy self, you know. I was playing Mario Party 3 yesterday, and I got pissed off because Timmy screwed me over. I was playing that freaking minigame, Marigold Chomp. Alright, there was 20 coins on the line. So basically like 60-something coins. I don't know, like 60, I think? Yes, like 60. Okay, so we were playing that damn minigame, and guess what? The first two times I made it through, because I listened to Spirit at first. Spirit said pick yellow, then after that Barry said pick blue, and I got through. Then freaking Timmy said pick blue, and I lost. I was like, Timmy, I just want to just demolish you. He made me lose, and then I only got like 22 coins, and then like player in first got like 48 or something.
That's
like
why. That's why I don't help you with the random minigames. I always fail.
Freaking. Man, Timmy, I just wanted to be like, Timmy, I just wanted, my God, it made me so mad. I was like, oh, come on, I shouldn't have picked green like Barry said. But I still ended up winning anyway, the whole game with 6 stars and 134 coins. Yeah. Let me tell you another thing that happened. Wario had like 205 coins, and Mario had like 170 coins. And they had so much coins, and then they landed in the same space, and they were about to do a duel mini game. Guess how many coins they put up there?
99.
One. One single coin. I was like, are you kidding me? One single coin? We're going to waste all our time with this one coin? Oh, it made me so mad. I was like, oh my God, wasting my time. But otherwise, not much else has been going on. I've been playing Brawl with people on Smashboards, and some of them have been good, but some of them have been really snotty, and I don't appreciate their little snotty attitude, behavior, and crap. But otherwise, yeah, not much else, you know. Just I've been lounging around doing MPI, which MPI should have been up today, but it might new MPI should be up by today, or it might be up by tomorrow. I don't know. Because we're going to be looking, by the time this podcast is posted, the MPI will probably already be up, but we're still looking for one player, so. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Today, before we get into our main topic, I want to talk about the community news. There's not much else been going on, but I want to talk about the switch-up we did this week, because you can keep hearing people say, oh, Twitter did Legacy Wednesdays, and Boo did Juicy Tuesdays, and, well, we did a switch-up last week, this week. I don't know how I'm going to say that. But yeah, we did a switch up this week, and everyone did different roles. Timmy did Mushroom Mondays, Boo did Juicy Tuesdays, Toadette did Legacy Wednesdays, SC did Double T Thursdays, and I did Black Fridays. So yeah, people told us how we did, and mostly we did good. Boo, come on. Yeah. Okay, some people didn't like Boo's Juicy Tuesdays because it was 7 minutes, and it was hard, I guess. I don't know how, but it was hard for some. But, you know, it's just something we gotta live and learn by, and we'll definitely do it again sometime, but with different people doing different stuff, because it was fun. Because Black Friday was the only thing I never did, and I finally did every single segment once. Except Legacy. Well, actually, no, I did Legacy Wednesdays. I did Double T Thursdays. I did Mushroom Mondays. Yeah, I did basically everything. So what do you guys think about the switch up?
I thought it was fun. I enjoyed doing Legacy Wednesdays.
I don't want to do it again.
What about you, SC?
I think it was a nice change of pace. It's fun. Actually, the song I picked, I actually really like, so it was fun talking about it.
Okay. Alright. Oh, yeah, this gum. I'm sorry. let's get into our main topic today. We're going to be talking about Nintendo Direct and Mario Party 3DS. We talked about Nintendo Direct a little bit before, but we didn't really get into it. So I'm going to be talking about the things that happened. Sorry. First off, I wanted to mention Earthbound. Earthbound is going to be coming to the Virtual Console on the Wii U. When exactly? I think in the summer. I think we already established when it was coming, so never mind.
I think they said winter.
Winter?
Yeah, because I remember being like, oh, that's still a while away. I can double check.
But, yeah, it's going to be coming out for the Wii U on the Virtual Console. I'm actually pretty excited because I've not played Earthbound in years.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to get it.
I'm also excited.
Because you see these Earthbound things on eBay. Bigger than $100, $200. Who has the money to be buying that for a freaking one game? I don't have the money for that. We're wasting on that game, so I'm glad they're coming
for the Virtual Console. For that.
What?
Ain't nobody got money for that.
No one does. Boo, are you going to be getting, SC, are you going to be getting it?
Yeah, when it comes out. I wonder how much it's going to cost, because it's never been released here before, so they might, and they know that there's people who want it, so they might be like, well, we're going to price this thing pretty high.
If they do that.
Because
they better not make it over $10. $10, that's the limit. Because you make it over $10, that's pushing it.
I'm not sure if this is right, but I think because they have that promotion, the 30-cent Virtual Console game every month, and in Japan, I think Earthbound is selling for 30 cents right now. So if they release it here super expensive, it's going to be like, oh.
This is going to be a backlash. Alright, what else are we going to be talking about? The Legend of Zelda Link to the Past 2. It's going to be a game, it's actually a sequel to The Link to the Past, sort of, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we could just call it Link to the Past 2, I think. And it's going to be released for the 3DS. Wow, I need to get my dates checked. It should be coming out this summer, I think?
Winter,
wow. I haven't watched the freaking Nintendo Direct in a while, so you have to excuse me, okay? You have to excuse me.
Excuse me.
But it looks very interesting, doesn't it? I mean, I haven't played Link to the Past in years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's go ahead.
I just said it's gonna be fun.
Oh, well, yes, I'm sure it is. And it's from the demo that let me back up. After the Nintendo Direct, people of the press, media, they got to go to a 3DS showcase and they got to play a demo of the game. And you can find those demos online, in video form, of course. And they play a dungeon where basically it's super similar to the original game, which is cool, but then you're like, do I want to be playing the exact same game? But I don't know, they have this cool new mechanic where Link turns into this hieroglyphic, and he can walk along the walls, go through tight spaces, and
it's very cool.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept, but that's the only new thing that I've noticed besides the regenerating magic and the hammer switches. I guess I can't remember if those were in the original game.
I heard some people are mad that Link doesn't have pink hair like before.
Okay, well, if it was just the sprite-based game where it's, not as noticeable, then yeah. But if he was rocking pink, hot pink hair in this one, that'd be a little offsetting, I would say.
The Legend of Zelda, Link to the Fabulous!
Link had pink hair? He had pink hair.
You want me to get the sprite for you?
Yes.
Let me get the sprite for you. He used to have pink hair.
Like, hard difficulties.
It was because of the coloration problems they had back then, because the blonde hair would blend into the environment, so people thought that they would get confused, so they made it something like pink, where no one would really get confused.
Wow.
Just like how they made Kirby white, because they didn't know what his official confirmed color was yet, because they were still deciding whether he should be, you know, pink, yellow, and all.
But I don't think him not having pink hair in the game is going to be bad or anything. I mean, it's just hair. I mean, who honestly cares?
No.
All right. I want us to talk about Yoshi's Island 3DS. This is a new Yoshi's Island and a Yoshi Island series. And it's going to be released for the 3DS. And it has a really unique art style, I would say. What do you guys think about it?
I want there to be Baby Toad.
Baby Toad. I want to ask you guys that. Do you think there'll be multiple babies, or do you think they'll just have Baby Mario?
Well, I didn't play Yoshi's Island DS, which is where the multiple babies came from. So, I don't know. I can't remember how well that was received. If it wasn't received very well, then I wouldn't expect them to return. Because from what we've seen, you've only seen Baby Mario, and I don't know. Who actually played Yoshi's Island DS?
I played it before.
So how?
I still own it, actually.
I never beat it, though. I got stuck on this one level that was full of, like, these pink bouncy things. It was like an ice world with all these pink bouncy things. I never got past that level. But I like the multiple babies. It made the game require more strategy. And I just like seeing the characters, what they look like as babies. So I want to see a baby Toad and just know what a baby Toad looks like. I mean, he probably looks pretty much exactly like his adult form, but smaller, but still, a baby Toad would be cute.
Well, I think Yoshi's Island DS focused mainly on the babies itself, so you have to switch babies at times and get different kids and stuff for different obstacles, which I think it was a nice thing, but I also think that they should include some Yoshi platforming, because that's what I liked about the original Yoshi's Island, that the fact that you're Yoshi and, like, Yoshi's flutter ability and, like, throwing eggs and stuff, it just felt like it was sort of more so focused on the babies rather than Yoshi itself. So if they can just balance that out, then that'll be really great. And someone's computer's making noise. I guess it's trying to say hi or something.
Hello.
A new guest star on the podcast computer.
Whose monitor is that? I don't know, but
I'm sorry.
Let's
just cut that
part. Can I speak? Let's also talk about Mario vs. Donkey Kong Minis on the Move. As for the 3DS, it's going to be released on the eShop. And who here is really focused on the eShop games?
I've bought a few Virtual Console games, and I've bought Pushmo, but that's about it, so I'm not a big eShop guy.
And who's interested in, like, the Mario vs. Donkey Kong series with the Minis?
Well, I would say for this one specifically, I'm interested because I think, like Pushmo, it's really good to have an eShop game where you pick it up, play a quick puzzle or two, and then you put it down. That's perfect for...
Johnny, stop being racist and dumb. Sorry. I like the original on Mario vs. Donkey Kong. Who remembers the first one for the Game Boy Advance? That was fun. That was, like, a good one. I liked how they had, like, the platforming things and stuff, and then they sort of, like, moved the series towards placing, like, platform things and getting minis to a certain location. I think it's sort of, like, and it doesn't really capture my interest, so I don't really think I'm going to be getting this one.
And it's no longer Mario versus Donkey Kong. It's Mario and Donkey Kong. So they're not enemies anymore, apparently.
Oh, God.
They're friends.
Yes, they're friendly now.
And that actually comes out in, like, 2 weeks, I think. May 9th. Huh. It's coming up.
And the U.S.?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So, if you're interested in Mario and Donkey Kong, Minis on the Move, you can get it on the 3DS eShop. All right. We're almost at the Mario Party 3DS point, so everyone be patient. I want to talk about Animal Crossing New Leaf for the 3DS. It's going to be coming out on G9. Yeah, in the United States. I don't know. I think Europe is getting it in G13. I don't know exactly, I think. But I can't wait for this game. I really want to play this new Animal Crossing. I've been playing Animal Crossing City Folk like crazy until this game comes out. Like, I'm just playing it like every few days. Who's going to get it? Are you going to get it, SC, for that?
Yes, I am.
No.
SC, you're going to add me.
Yes.
We're gonna visit towns and stuff. It's going to be intense.
Oh, yes, it is. I really got into Wild World. That was my first one, and I really got into it way back in 06. Or was it 07? One of those. And I would be GameFAQs, and I'd be visiting other people's towns, trading and getting collectibles and everything. It was like the greatest thing ever, and I'm really excited. City Folk was a disappointment because that was so similar. It was so similar. The only difference was pretty much the city, which I was not too interested in the first place. But this one, I feel like it adds enough to warrant a new game, and it's going to be great.
I'm sorry, continue?
No, I'm going on a different topic, so go ahead.
I was just going to say that what you said is actually a little bit true to me, because City Folk didn't add really anything other than the city. And like, but I still like City Folk more just because it's a console version, and the Wild World was sort of laggy and stuff. But I agree with what you said. The City Folk didn't add really anything. They just all he did was move the shops into another location. It's not really adding something. They're just moving it to another location.
And in some cases, that made it worse. Like, no, I don't want to walk all the way over there now. Or do you take a train?
All those loading times. Like, you want to get something in the city? Go there. Oh, you forgot something. Go back. And back and forth. I couldn't stand that. So I really hope that if they want to do something similar, that there's no like long times or anything like that. So
yeah,
I'm really excited for this.
So are you planning to get digital or retail?
I'm probably gonna get digital. I'm probably gonna get retail. Yeah, I like having the Club Nintendo thing and stuff.
Well, you get Club Nintendo digital too. It's automatic. So you need to stay on that because they expire.
I just like having the little cartridge.
I agree with that, but for this game specifically, this is the one game that I want on my 3DS all the time. Because it's a game where you play year-round, you play all the time. So I will be getting new 3DS games, but I still want Animal Crossing on there. I want it there all the time, so I can always jump in whenever, take care of whatever I need to, and still have that other cartridge in for whatever other game. It's one of those games where it's not a Super Mario 3D Land where you beat it and you're done. And then it's a useless game just sitting there.
You're never done with Animal Crossing. You're never done. There's always something to do.
Exactly. That's why I want it on there all the time. And I had another point to bring up, but I can't remember. So, yeah, Animal Crossing. Really, really excited.
All right. Now we're going to get to what everyone's been waiting for. Mario Party 3DS. So I know there's been lots of speculation and stuff going around. These last few days have been hectic on our forum, Mario Party Legacy forum. Oh, people have been like speculating and crap like crazy. It's like, I love it. I just love how everyone's like giving their own little like spin on things. Like, what do you think they're gonna happen and stuff? It's very fun and stuff. It's like seeing all these people like wandering like. They just saw that only two-minute thing, like what SD told me before. They saw that only two-minute video, and like everyone's like going crazy, like speculating on so many stuff. And Dark Boo, NHJ, and Super Zambazi translated some stuff. Which did you guys reveal that last time? Because I know you guys got more.
Yes, we do. We got a lot more because AJ helped with more.
All right, but before we do that, do you guys mind if I just give Toadette a little like space so that she can like. Say what she thinks so far.
Yes, yes.
All right, Toadette, my Leslie, where are you?
Over here.
Come over here, Leslie. What are you doing? Well, I want you to tell me, like, what you think about all this Mario Party 3DS stuff. Tell us what you think.
I want Toadette.
Well, what do you think of the style other than Toadette?
I just want Toadette. That's it. I don't care what the style is. I want Toadette. If there's Toadette in it, it's gonna be good.
What if Toadette's not there?
Then I hate it. And then I'll just look at other stuff, and if there's, and you know, there's Toad in it, so I guess it'll, you know, I'll be okay.
Well, Toad's Warp is going to be appearing in Mario and Luigi Dream Team, so
characters. Man.
So I guess why don't we talk about that for a second? What do we think, like, some characters that will, like, possibly be in the game? Like, what, who do we, like, really think will make an appearance? We already know the characters confirmed are Mario, Luigi, Peach, Wario, Toad, and Daisy. Who else do we really think is going to be in?
Waluigi.
For playable?
Yoshi. Yes, playable. Playable characters. I'm talking about playable.
Waluigi, Yoshi.
Can I read my thing that I just posted on the forum? Because I just totally dived into this.
Maybe.
Dive in.
Okay. It's actually not that long. But this is what I came up with. So this is the list of playable characters that have ever appeared in a Mario Party game. Mario, Luigi, Peach, Yoshi, Wario, DK, Waluigi, Daisy, Toad, Boo, Koopa Kid, Toadette, Birdo, Dry Bones, Blooper, Hammer Bro, Koopa, Shy Guy, Kamek, or Maggie Koopa. And the
Magi
ones...
Koopa!
Magi Koopa!
Who Magi cares? Koopa, Magi Koopa, and something like that. Not freaking Maga Koopa. What the hell?
Anyway, out of those, Mario, Luigi, Peach, Wario, Daisy, and Toad have been confirmed. Okay, so I would guess that Mario Party 3DS has 10 characters total. Mario Party DS had 8, Mario Party 9 had 12, and since handhelds typically have less than console versions, I would go with 10 for this game. With that in mind, only 4 characters would return, assuming there are no newcomers. So right off the bat, we would take Yoshi and Waluigi off of the list, and we would put them in the playable character list. So we would have 8 total, meaning 2 are left. Okay, that would leave us with DK, Boo, Koopa Kid, Toadette, Birdo, Dry Bones, Blooper, Hammer Bro, Koopa, Shy Guy, and Kamek. That's all I'm going to say. So who can we take out of that list? DK, he hasn't been playable for years. You can take him off the list. Koopa Kid, who was made for the series, hasn't appeared since 7, so chances are he's not back. Dry Bones, Blooper, and Hammer Bro, they show up in that one minigame as icons, so I'm just going to say no to that.
And Koopa appeared in that as well.
Koopa did as well, but I don't know if a lot of people noticed this, but Koopa and Shy Guy both appear as NPCs in the kart racing minigame. They're off on the side in the stands. They're jumping around. So Koopa and Shy Guy, they show up as characters, but not playable. So I would say they're not returning either.
And one of the places is probably going to be Birdo.
Yes. See, this then that leaves us with 4 characters. Boo, Toadette, Birdo, and Kamek. And this
Jeez,
is...
No, Kamek. Even if Toadette's in there, I'd rather have anyone but Kamek.
See, and this is what I came up with, because, and I'm assuming only if there's only going to be 10, and we already have 8, eight set aside.
So, SC, if I'm going to repeat the point you just said, I'm thinking about all the characters we think are pretty much already going to be there, that's only going to leave Yoshi and Toad without a partner.
Yeah.
So, Toadette and Birdo would be, if there was going to be 10 characters, Toadette and Birdo would probably be the obvious choices, because they're Toad and Yoshi's partners.
And I don't mean to interrupt. Sorry, Boo. Do you mind if I just say something real quick?
Go ahead.
I want to add on to what Toadette said. Like, we have to think about logically what characters and partners. Unless they abandon that system, but they have not done it so far. Even if Mario Party 9 with the characters, like, with the counterparts, the only way, like, I think Birdo and Toadette wouldn't be there is if they had another possible candidate for a partner. Unless Toad and Yoshi are going to be together, they would have a partner with them, like a counterpart. And I think that sort of leads up to, like, if Toadette will be playable or not. Because if Boo is in there, and Boo's without a partner, he'll definitely be with someone like Toad. And then I don't think she'll be in. But everything that lies on Toadette relies on if Toad has a partner. If Toad has a counterpart, Toadette I don't think will be in at all.
See, I don't see partners as that big of a... I don't see that as an important factor in picking a character. Not that important. So basically how I would end this is that the last two characters would be Birdo and Kamek, because if you noticed, Mario Party 3DS borrows so many elements from Mario Party 9, you know, sounds and style, even gameplay things, and it's being developed by NDQ. They already have the models for these characters done, So I don't see why they would scrap them for new ones. I'm not. That's just the way, you know, these game developers work. I would say Birdo and Kamek take those spot. But if they decide to, I'm sorry, one more thing. But if they decide to add 12 characters total, then I would say Boo and Toadette would be the last two, so that Toadette has a partner with Toad, Birdo has a partner with Yoshi, and Kamek has a partner with the. They're kind of both enemies.
That Kamek isn't in there at all.
This isn't what I want. This is what I think will happen.
Yeah, that's probably. They're probably just gonna give out. They're probably just gonna have a really stupid roster, like in Mario Party 9.
All right, guys, let's let Boo speak. Boo's been trying to speak for like the past like 3 minutes. Let Boo say what he thinks.
Hallelujah! But like I was saying, I basically don't think this will have the partner that partner little system. I don't believe it'll have the partner system because basically. I know Mario Party 5 didn't have the partner system. It was after 5, 6, 7, 8. 8, necessarily, Hammerbone and Blooper, 9. I don't even see 9 having a partner. I just see them having the original 8 plus others. I always see it as the original 8 plus the others. I never see it as partner systems. I always see
the original 8? Oh, it wasn't one of the original 8. It was replacing DK.
Oh, yeah, after he replaced DK. That's what I see it as. I don't see it as partners. I'm sorry. I don't see it as partners. As he said, they basically taken all the ports and all the templates for Mario Party 9 because basically everything is like that. So that's what I'm saying. It most likely will be Birdo and Kamek, most likely. Because they are porting everything. As you see, they still have the same graphics, animation. Not, they still have the animations. All animations are the same. So if they do, it most likely will be the two that people don't like, Birdo and Kamek. If it is 12, it'll be like, well, as he said, everyone together. Because I don't see partners. For here, I don't see partners. And I never even believed in the partner system, actually, until some people kept on saying, I'm like, that sounds true. But me, personally, I never saw it as partners.
Yeah, I guess you can't really use the partner system because that was really, it was really only designed for Mario Party 7, but it's still a convincing-sounding, plausible theory. I don't even care who this other person is, if there even is another person. I just want Toadette in there. I just want to see my favorite fat fabulous fungus Leslie in 3D.
I just thought Mad Party 7 partners after no, because I see partners only for Mad Party 7. I do not see it for 5. I don't see it for 4, 5, 6. 8 nor 9. I do not see partners. I can see partners. I don't see it being 100% valid. I see it being around 90% valid, but not 100% as in for every case of partners you match together, you can say, oh, it's because of the partner system. I only see it true for some characters. Other characters, no. That's why I never thought it would be plausible. It could be reliable, but it's not valid.
Well, I would disagree with that, as each character is conveniently placed right in front of another. I don't think it's partners per se, but it's a counterpart. Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, they are placed conveniently like that. Toad and Koopa, things like that, they're placed conveniently like that. It can't be just be for, oh, it just they just happen to be right there next to each other. I don't believe that. I agree that it's not completely the right theory to say, but at the same time, if you're looking at most of the Mario Party rosters after 7, 8, and 9, and even DS, each character was put in front of, character were placed conveniently in front with another character, like Mario and Luigi, Peach and Daisy, and whatever else. They're placed conveniently in a certain way, so they obviously have a certain counterpart. And I think if that was the theory, and if that's what we're going by, then I think that they would base the roster based off of characters that have an equal counterpart. And if that was not the case, it might not be the case, but I'm just saying that it has been prominent with the character rosters. They've been placing them conveniently where another person is. Toad and Toadette, Boo and Dry Bones, things like that.
I've seen them only doing that in Mario Party 7. I'm sorry, Mario Party 8? They have, well, even back to Mario Party 3, they always had Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, and Yoshi, Donkey Kong, Wario, Waluigi. I never thought that they were doing it purposely. I just thought they were just putting it together. Because mind you, everything has its purpose, so most likely they did that on purpose. But after, you be seeing Hammer Bro and Bloopa. No chemistry, none at all. And then after Toad and Koopa, and then after before you had Toad and Koopa Kid, I'm like, I can't say that's a counterpart. I wouldn't even say that's a counterpart, because to me, they're just characters, and they just had no place to put them, so they just put it right at the end, boom, boom. If they add two more, then they'll put it right in the end, boom, boom, like they did with Mario Party 7. I mean, not 7, 8. They just add Hammer Bro and Koopa, boom, right there. Let's pop them in there.
Well, that may be true, but I just still think that they're going to go off of that system. Especially if you think about a character like Toadette, whose purpose was solely to be Toad's counterpart when she was first created.
That might be also a reason why Toadette isn't appearing in any more games, because they don't really use the partner system anymore, and so,
my life is meaningless!
And then Toadette committed suicide, and then nobody saw her ever again.
Alright, but we don't know who's going to be in, but we can always speculate. Everyone's speculating like crazy. Dark Boo.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to, would you please pour down the juice on the Japanese text that you, HJ, and SC have translated?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You guys need to stop giving me so much credit. I, like, barely help.
Okay. Boo and HJ.
Okay. Nevertheless, SC, it is something. It is something. It may be about 10%, but it's something. It's not better than zero.
And I did 2%.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You actually did. you were actually translating. Oh, I'm sorry. I saw you did something too. Yes.
Oh, girl. Thanks, honey.
You're welcome. Yes. But yes, we all gathered at our council, especially when Mario Party 3DS, the trailer came out. I was at class. But nevertheless, we did some translating. I mean, we were busting our behind doing the translate. I had to get the Google Translate on the phone to work. We translated a lot of things. And mind you, what we translated, please, at times you were like, huh? Or, mm? So mind you, we did something. So, as you know, when you have the, I think it's board game selection, because I can't say board map, it's actually a board game. Like, that's what he said, board game. So, necessarily, as if we were looking at the bonsai build, we were looking at that one, and then after, it had these little ratings, like something out of 5 mushrooms. And mind you, they had 2 mushrooms for the first one, and 5 for the middle, and 2 for the bottom. We sat there and translated that thing, please. The first one, the first rating is strategy. As you already know, Bonsai Bill, it looks like a complete luck-based game. It looks like a luck-based game that is quick. It's very quick. There's a little game if you want to do a 10-minute Mario Party. It's quick. It looks quick. It's short. So the strategy was like 2 out of 5 mushrooms. Luck, it was hard finding luck. We had to find synonyms of luck to get this right. Luck had 5 out of 5 mushrooms, and we all could conclude that's luck. By looking at that board map, we could conclude that's luck. Look, we don't need to explain that. That's luck. And next one is mini games. As you barely see a mini game, is there a mini game space on there? I don't believe it. I don't believe there's a minigame space, but it had 2 out of 5 mushrooms for some reason. And then the time says 5 to, that thing that said 5, and then the next number is 20, that's the time, like 5 to 20 minutes. And then also, should I go to my little synopsis of the game?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I broke this game. I had to break this trailer down. I broke it down to the itty-bitty titty, and I had to drink. I had my pina colada and true tea. Juice and true tea, yes. So I had to sit here. I thought about it, then after I realized, I should post. So this is what I posted. My synopsis of the game, that it's going to be exactly like Wii Party. When I say exactly like Wii Party, I does not mean 100%, but I mean... The overall theme for all the board maps. basically is to get to the finish line, and that's why I say it. We they have the little numerical counter with the flag. Mind you, that's a finish line flag. I don't know how some people say that was collection flag, so oh, it symbolized something. Why that is a finish line flag? I thought they could make that more obvious. So mind you, as you see in the trailer, you saw Luigi walking. He's truthing with that five he rolled, and you saw the counter decreasing. So that makes me think that that counter tells you how many spaces you are away from the end. And then after, I'm like, each board game, as he said in the trailer, they have their own special way. They have their own board event. It's like any Mario Party where you have, oh, this is how you get the star. That's how it just basically is. This is how it is. So basically, each board man has his own way to get the star. As in Grassland, it has the card. They have the cards for the player to use. They can use the card, as you see the card space. Bonsai Build is the dice block fate. It's like Mario Party 9, just a quick boom, boom, boom. And mind you, we have blue and red spaces. Key note, I said blue and red. At Grasslands, you see a blue card space. I'm saying just blue, solely red. So that's, and I'm gonna get down to the spaces soon. And as in the galaxy theme board game with Rosalina, how you doing? You have rocket boost spaces. As you see, those spaces are only exclusive for that board game. So that's why I think, and everybody move for themselves. Hallelujah! We established everybody move for themselves. Yes. So that's why I think the overall game rule is to get to the end, but each board game has its own specific way to get to the end. Or they have their own little tricks and bag of tricks things that you can get to the end. Mini games. I know everybody loves the mini games. Yes. So my assumption of the mini game, mind you, I'm not talking about mini game mode. I'm talking about with respect to like the party mode. This was my assumption. That it's going to be exactly like Wii Party. It's going to play a mini game, and then AJ supported me with this. That's why I really think this is true. AJ supported me with it. That these mini games, when you win, you get dice blocks, basically like Wii Party. If you win it first, you get a gold dice block. If you win it second, you get a silver. Third is bronze, and fourth, you don't get anything. So mind you, I'm going to support this with three different things, and I'm going to kill Polo after, you hear me? I'm going to kill Polo after, but I'm going to support it with three different things, and here it is. The first part is basically Mario, as you know, what do they call that thing, the inventory, or like on Mario Party 9 where you had the chance to choose each dice block, what do they call that?
Can you say that again?
You know when you chose the when you choose the dice block as a like which dice block you want to use if you have wanted one for Mario Party 9, what do they call that? Like that screen. Like where you can choose a normal dice
menu?
Block or other dice block. Yes, that.
The dice block menu, I guess.
Yes, dice
you have
block
to press
menu.
Like the plus button.
Mm-hmm. Dice block menu. That, yes. Oh wow. I'm so stupid. I'm sorry, Polo's getting on my nerves, and it's totally taking a toll on me. The menu, as you see for Mario menu, when he was choosing the bullet bill card to attack Luigi, note that you see everybody rolling with a blue dice block, the regular dice block, right? Get with me now. As you see for his menu, the dice block, he had a gold dice block behind it. That's why I'm like, wait a second, they're not rolling a gold dice block. They're rolling a blue one. Every time you see them, they roll a blue one. So I'm like, wait a second. A gold dice block? He didn't use the card to get a gold dice block. And I don't know how he got one. Then I thought about Wii Party. I'm like, the only time you get a gold... Since it's looking like Wii Party, I'm like, only time you get a gold dice block is when you win in first place. Mind you, a minigame was played before that next cutscene. I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah, does that mean what I think it means? So that's why I think that the minigames are going to be in that type of respect. And then my second piece of information is when Peach moved. No, I don't know. I thought everybody knows this, but mind you, she moved more than six spaces. Mind you, when she was still moving, the space before is the seventh space. And then when she got to that space, there was six. There's five. So that's why I think, okay, she didn't use the car. I'm like, that's obvious she didn't use the car. So basically, she gets some type of dice block to move as many faces. And then after what AJ said about when we saw the minigame screen and when they showed that shooting minigame that looked like, what is that minigame? Shy Guy Showdown on Mario Party 5? That minigame. Yes. It looked something around that nature. That text he translated said, get minigame to the side, turn order. As in Wii Party, when they used to play a minigame to basically figure out who goes first, second, third, or fourth. And that's basically whoever wins the first, second, third, or fourth. So that's why I think that's how these minigames go in the game. And next we have faces. I know y'all probably like, shut the hell up, but please.
No, pour down the juice. I want to hear the juice.
So next we have spaces. Obviously, each board map has its own special spaces. Grass, mind you, I don't know if this is true for all. We only saw three board maps. But Grasslands, I noticed it has four unique spaces. It has the +3, +4, +5 spaces, and green space, and it has a card space. So basically what I'm trying to say for this one, and Bowser space, we can't forget Bowser space. For this one, and Piranha, wow, so many spaces, and Piranha space, what I'm trying to say is that they have their own special spaces. And +3, +4, +5, you put in respect with Wii Party, it basically means you advance no many spaces forward. That's what I think it means. And the card space, basically, I think you'll get a card. It won't be like, oh, you know, this card, lose the card, because that won't make sense. So, and mind you, we have Piranha space, Bowser space, green space, happening spaces, and we also have, I think this space, because we did have a red background happening space, and we had a blue background happening space, and my honest opinion, I think those are lucky and unlucky spaces. To me, it looks obvious that a red space with a question mark near a chain chomp, and then one with a blue with near the toe and a cannon, a gold fabulous cannon to get as be exact. That's why I think those are lucky and unlucky spaces, and each board might have its own spaces. The mountains with Bonsai Bill, we have the is that a button or a space? Bonsai space.
It looks more like a button.
Exactly. It to me looks like a button too. But this one has the usual blue and red spaces. As you see, when the characters are laying on these spaces, nothing is happening. But if you use some deduction, you'll realize safe zones are the blue spaces. And red spaces are in line of fire. As in, if a bonsai bill fires, you're going to run all the way back. So that's what I think it is. It's like hiding and dice block fate, because somebody can roll a bonsai bill. And the galaxy stage, we have the rocket booths. We have those spaces. Mind you, we do see a little minigame spaces now. I saw only one, though. Only one versus spaces. One versus space.
And we don't know, like, if it causes, like, maybe, like, a dual minigame.
Yes, we don't know.
Something like that.
We don't know what it does. Because mind you, on Wii Party, I only saw, like, one versus three space. And they had a dual space, too. One versus three and dual space. But I don't know if the verse is going to be dual or whatever. I really don't know.
But look how much we speculated just by that little trailer alone. So I think we did a good job so far of what could possibly happen.
Exactly. And with a rocket boost space, this is my opinion. I don't know if it's really true. If you land on a rocket space, you get a rocket. That's all to it. And then after, you have the choice. Like, when you collect cards on the grasslands, you can be able to use your cards. For this one, you're going to be able to use your rocket boost. And if you have, like, three... Let me take an example. It's probably not true, but if you have three rocket boosts, you can use them three and equip it to your regular one. And you'll be able to roll... You'll be rolling the dice ball, but mind you, get multiplied by most likely three with how many rocket boosts you use to get multiplied by that amount. So you roll the dice block and it'll get multiplied by how many rocket boots you use. So if you roll a 4 and be multiplied by 3, you get 12. You'll move up 12 and most likely complete the whole game right then and there, because the board looks short. Well, it only looks to be like 30 spaces or 25. Because mind you, it's a little short time. And note that the dice block goes from 0 to 5. And when you use the rocket boots, the dice block only goes 0 to 5. So, mind you, that means you have a chance And 0 to 5 is 6 numbers. Being inclusive with 0 to 5 is 6 numbers. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 numbers. And 1 through 6 inclusive is 6 numbers too. So mind you, you better be lucky, because if you use your rocket boost, that's the roll of 0. If that was me, I'd be screaming. But those are only my assumptions and my little synopsis of the game with my analytical studies and with some proof that was gained by AJ and Spider Starrier and Super Zamza. So yeah, that's only my little speculation. I don't touch the characters, as you see. But that's just my speculation of the game itself.
Really quickly, I don't want to get back on the same subject, but I just want to mention something about characters. Notice how some Mario Parties did not include a new character. Mario Party DS, Mario Party Advance, Mario Party 4, and how SC so politely told me, Mario Party 2. So, those are four Mario Parties without any, like, new characters or anything. Now, if we look at Mario Party DS, I'm not trying to get a bit technical because I know anything can happen, so no one quote me now. But don't you guys think that potentially there could be, like, no new characters in this game at all?
That's what I think is going to happen. Sorry, go ahead.
It's just because it's a new Mario Party doesn't mean that they have to include a new character. And notice how Mario Party 9, like, sort of backed down from 14 to 12 characters. So potentially we could see, like, no new characters in this game. We could just see the Mario Party 9 cast and that's it. Now, I'm not trying to, like, make people lose hope, because there can be new characters. I'm not saying there can't be. I'm just saying the previous handheld games, Mario Party Advance and Mario Party DS, and even Mario Party E, they didn't have any new characters. So I think anything is plausible.
I was just about to say that. I'm like, wait a sec. Those are the only two handheld Mario Parties, and they had no new characters. They basically took it off. Did they take the roster off of its, what is it, the recent game? That's what it was? Or it was, like, a game back?
Which one?
Like, Mario Party DS. What was the Mario Party that came before?
Mario Party 8.
Oh, so they did not taking a roster not from Mario Party 8, but from
Mario Party 4, I guess. And then just barred DK and include Toad.
And for Mario Party Advance, what game came out before it?
Mario Party 7. No. Wait, no. Mario Party 6.
And they basically took it for, like, 3 more back? No, like, 4 more back.
Yes.
So, Mario Party DS is taken from Mario Party 4 roster, but Mario Party 8 came out before it, right?
Yes.
So, mind you, do you see a pattern where I'm trying to say that when Mario Party DS came out the game before it, 4 games back, they took that roster for Mario Party Advance. The game that came before it, 4 games back, they took that roster and just made a little switcheroo for both. Yes.
So, are they going to take, like, Mario Party 6 or, like, Mario Party 5's roster?
So, if Mario Party 9, then 8, 7, 6, 5. It'll go all the way down back to 5. Oh, dang. I don't know. It's just a little mathematical logic. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm going crazy to find out. Like, I like how before Nintendo, like, teased us with, like, various news throughout the, like, year. And I want them to do that again. Because, like, it's driving me crazy to find out who's going to be in this game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's happening all over again.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Toadette fans are going to go crazy. That whole topic is going to explode.
They all have a revolt. Oh, goodness.
If Toadette isn't in, there's going to be a war.
Oh,
World War III will start.
Oh, my God.
Toadette fans will drop a nuke.
But, yeah.
Secretly, Kim Jong-un is a Toadette fan. And if Toadette isn't in the new Mario Party, he's going to drop a nuke.
On who?
I don't know. You'll find somebody. Kim Jong-un is actually Toadette in disguise.
Anyway, let's get back into Mario Party 3DS discussion. How about we talk about the boards? Like, really quick, how about we just talk about the boards? So far, 3 boards have been confirmed, or seen at least. We've seen a Toad Town board, a Mountain board, and a Galaxy board. So, what other boards, like, what type of boards do you think will also be added?
A water board.
I expect something based on Luigi's Mansion. I can see it.
Yeah, not...
What do you think, Boo?
Oh, I think it's going to be like a gloomy, dark and gloomy board map. There's going to be a water stage. There's not going to be a lava stage. Or if it is lava, it's going to be something that revolves around Bowser himself. I'm going to expect a Bowser stage, a water stage, a Luigi Mansion.
Stage.
I think, yeah, because it's going to be, he said seven, so it's, I don't know what the seven one. I think three. I only think it's three. Water, a dark and gloomy one, and Bowser.
And maybe the seventh one is DK. That's the case.
Oh, yeah, he got to make a cameo somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. DK's, like, sort of been, like, out of the action ever since after Mario Party 4. He's been sort of diminished. It's like,
exactly.
Dang.
It was hard.
DK.
Because it was harder on DK space than Mario Party 5.
That fucking space would move, pissing me off.
Goodness. If I do land on it, rare.
If I land on it, it would always be the freaking multiplayer crap. So if they included DK space in this game, can't do that.
Mm-hmm. But I wonder how would they execute, like, the cards and stuff, the items and stuff. How would they do... I don't see any currency in action. So I don't know. So I don't know if you will be able to buy a card, or if you land on a card space and a random card appears, like on Mario Party 9. You land on a blue space, a random dice block appears. A wild dice block appears, and you got a 3, 4, 5, 6 dice block. So I don't know if the card space is going to be like the same thing, man, on a card space. A card randomly falls. You got a bullet bill card. So I don't know what they're going to do.
So I take everything from your game.
Exactly. Take cards. And AJ translated that bullet bill card. He says like something around minus bullet bill. So basically, as you see, Luigi flew back from space, and that's what's probably going to happen.
Oh my god, imagine to make a space, I mean, imagine to make, like, a card that makes one person go back to the start. Oh!
Like that Twister Twister candy from Mario Party 8.
They better not take my portal card now. Look! Goodness, that's my portal card there. Oh my god! These cards.
There's so many possibilities with this game, we keep speculating, but, like, we really, like, we don't know, like, what can really finally happen, though. I think we've got the style down cold of what the game's gonna be like. It's gonna be like Wii Party.
Exactly. So I just think they just advancing Wii Party, as in the Wii Party being one stage and adding multiple stages and different kinds of making it Mario Party centered, yet Wii Party template, and basically it'll be like a subset of Wii Party, which is a subset of Mario Party. If people know what I mean by that, that kind of confusing there itself. But go ahead.
I want to ask you guys something. Do you guys think that there will be more modes, not just the Wii Party mode? Do you think there'll be like multiple styles? Like maybe they'll have the coin and star style as well? Or do you think that's not possible?
What I think is that they're going to have a mode where it's going backwards, whereas they're going to start all the way at the end and work their way all the way back, or they're just going to have minigame modes and stuff where, like the usual Mario Party with the minigames mode, but I think they're going to have online play for this game. The way it's centered, I think they really, really going to have online gameplay.
They better. That's all I'm going to say, they better.
They better.
Yeah, I'm hoping for online play. As for other modes, I think it'd be pretty cool, but it's probably not gonna happen.
They have the
it just doesn't seem likely.
They have the AR card.
Yeah. Maybe they might finally have those Mario AR cards announced a couple of weeks ago, finally put into some use. Like maybe they can work with the game or something. I don't know, make one for, like, the whole roster.
SC, what do you think?
Yeah, I would agree. It's with Toadette. I don't think it's very likely. They're just going to do... Are we just talking about board games?
I mean, modes.
every mode. Well, they'll have a minigame mode. They'll have this main mode, the race to the finish. I think they'll have some extra mode, something similar to like that puzzle mode of the DS, something that you can pick up and play because it's a handheld. Yeah, I don't expect too many. Oh, I hope. Online mode. Oh, please. But who knows?
If there is an online mode, I would be so excited. I'll be stoked beyond belief. I would be like, oh my god. I would just die. I'd be like, I could not believe it. They finally do it. It's been like 3 Mario Parties. Mario Party 8, Mario Party DS, Mario Party 9. Still no online mode. What's going on?
I think they're trying to perfect the way on, like, how would somebody play that? Like, because, I mean, like, imagine, yeah, there's probably, like, a lot of, like, rage-quitting kids and all like that.
Oh, I think they're still trying to find, like,
they're still trying to find a way, like, how would this work?
But they make it shorter. And if they also make friend mode, where you can just play friends and they could be longer games than
online. Yeah, they could have like play with an opponent and play with friends. But mind you, they said some of the games are really quick just in case you don't have that much time to play a game. You could just play a small game. So I really do think they're going to have multiplayer for this. If they don't, that's very lackluster because the way this game is styled, they could have it's more plausible to have it. You can have online mode the way the game is. It's just like Wii Party. You can have online mode.
I just really hope that they do. If they don't, I'll be really disappointed again because it'll definitely make the lifespan of the game not last as long because. Mario Party 9, the only reason I think it lasted as long as it did, like, the hype around it, is because no Mario Party game was released for, like, 4 years.
Exactly.
No, 4 or 5 years, actually, if you get technical, though. Behind the technicalities and stuff, that's, like, 5 years. So that's quite a big of a difference. So that's why people were, like, really into Mario Party 9.
Why a lot of people were disappointed by it. Because, like, they were waiting so long, it wasn't the game they thought it'd be.
Yeah, exactly. I really hope that this doesn't end up like Mario Party 9.
Like, some people liked it.
Yeah, some people liked it, but mainly the Mario Party, like, the Mario Party fan base, I'm not gonna say. Like, what was that phrase we used before?
Hardcore.
Like, hardcore Mario Party fans, oh my god.
Yeah, Mario Party! Ah!
I'm not gonna use that term now. Oh my god, I remember when we did use that term, that was so embarrassing. But just mainly the Mario Party fan base, I noticed most of them, the majority that have been playing the games for years, they did not really like Mario Party 9. So people want the same style as they did before with the coins, and I don't think it's bad, but, you know, I do think the series does need to progress. I would like to see something similar to it, but, you know, I just think that they didn't make this game as best as they could, and I really hope that they hype it up. They hype it up the right way and make the game the best way they can. Because they can't please everyone, but I think they definitely can do a better job than what Mario Party 9 was like. Can we agree on that?
Yes. And my point is that you never can keep the same thing because it gets boring progressively. You may think it's going to be good, but progressively it will get boring. So, of course, you can't have the same style. It will get boring. Imagine you have all the Mario Parties the same way. I'm talking about everything the same. Just because they have coins and stars does not mean it has to be like Mario Party 8 now. Well, or Mario Party 7 or Mario Party 6, please. It could be collect as much as you could collect and get to the end or something around there. So I think that this better be good. It already looks better than Mario Party 9. I'm sorry.
It does.
Mario Party 9, the fact that it doesn't have online play is not worth the play again. Once you experience something effed up, you don't want to play it again. So you're going to say the replay value drops. So
if this one, I only played it twice, and I was like, I don't want this anymore.
I haven't played that game in, like, probably, like, 6 months or something around here. But if this game has online play, it would be fun playing it online with people. You get sick of playing with computers. Play it online with some people.
Because playing with just computers and playing with some friends who don't want to play all the time, it gets annoying sometimes, because then you're like, what's the point of playing the same? You already know what the computers are going to do. You already know what type of luck nonsense is going to happen. But with players, it's fun. If I know that if I get this game, and if it has Wi-Fi, me and Boo will be playing constantly. We will be going on Skype. We'll be getting the truth. Oh, and Toadette, and my Leslie, and SCS, SC2. We can't leave SC out. We will be on Skype. We'll have the true tea. We'll be cursing up a storm. That's what we'll be doing. Yes.
I like playing with one or two people, so we can just have like one or two computer players, and like we put them on like the easiest mode, and watch all the dumb decisions they make.
Okay, that's funny.
It's like my dad's always Luigi. We don't hate Luigi or anything. It's just that first time we played, Luigi was one of our computer components, and God, that's like the stupidest Luigi ever. So now, in honor of the stupid computer Luigi, we make all of our stupid computers Luigi.
But oh yes. All right, guys, we're about to wrap this discussion up. Does anyone have anything to say before we close it up?
Did we talk about the minigames?
Oh, I just touched base with them.
We talked about the minigames, and I talked about it.
Yeah, I just touched base with them about the how they will like if you win the effect on the game.
To be honest, I really want to see more minigame footage before I make like a serious judgment on it, because I really didn't see that much like gameplay wise.
I was gonna say that a lot of the minigames that I saw, they remind me of minigames from the past a lot, like the bumper balls one where you're not trying to knock people off for trying to collect these music notes, but still it reminds me of bumper balls. And then there's another one where you're kind of flying through the air and you're bouncing. You're like free falling.
Power Trooper Punch from Mad Party 4, right?
Yeah, that reminds me of that. And then there's like that there's this minigame where you like wrangle these Goombas, and
actually the falling minigame reminds me of that like parachute minigame from Mario Party DS where you have to fall in like a certain shape.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that and the Mario Party 4 one.
Yeah. I think my final words on this are just, you know, please Toadette. I don't even care if it's sucky like Mario Party 9. Toadette online will make it much better.
I just think that we need to see more footage, we need to see more stuff, and once we do, we'll have all the speculation and all that stuff, we'll have a lot more, and just it'll be great. And I just hope the game is good. Like I said everything I wanted to say earlier, just I hope the game is good, and I hope it's not like Mario Party 9's atrocity. I don't even know how to say that word. Atrocity, I think?
Yeah.
No? Atrocity. Oh, okay, that's right. Okay, good. But yeah. Boo, do you want to say anything before we go into potent questions?
I really think they're going to touch these minigames are going to be exactly something around the early games. It'll be good. Like, we have Water World, the ice version of Water World. That's what I'm calling. We have that one, and we have the DS or Mario Party 4 counterpart of some aerial minigame, Paratrooper Plunge, or the shape, I forgot that minigame name. And then we have the Goomba Wrangler. We have that minigame. And then we have all sorts of minigames. So who knows? They might be real retro with their games and make it based off of other minigames. It'll be nice too.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I don't hate Mario Party 9. I actually like it. But it does have some major problems that I'm hoping get fixed. And you are seeing little signs here and there that say they are being fixed, but I don't know if they'll be completely fixed. Getting rid of the car, that was number one. And they did it, so good.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, now let's get into our potent questions. That was our discussion on Mario Party 3DS. We'll have a lot more to say once more news comes in. And, of course, you already know the number one place to check for Mario Party news, MarioPartyLegacy.com. Yes! Okay, now let's get into our potent questions. We have four questions this week because Timmy didn't show up. All right, Let's start off with Dark Boo's question. Do you remember your dreams, Dark Boo?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, wait, hold on. Dark Boo, please keep it PG-13, please.
Uh-oh. Oh crap. this dream, I had a dream. It was after I played some game, but after I had the dream that I fell off the third floor balcony in the high school and I died, pronounced dead.
Whoa.
And then after I reincarnated into a girl body.
And what you do with the girl's body?
She was demonic, first of all. And then after they were doing their little fighting and stuff, killing all these extra beings. And then at the end, oh my god, why did I not wake up at the end? There was this little angel, this little heavenly person, individual, was a male. And then after, oh god, that's how she finally stabbed me. But a hug came to a kiss, came to a bedroom fun, came to ecstasy, and came to a shower. And she came to a shower and came to a screaming wake up. I was like, oh Lord, what the hell? I was like, whoa, she got teared up, but whoa, what the hell? That dream was something. She got tore up in that bed. She got tore up in that bed. So I must have to. Whoever wants to know what happened, I got the full story on the NPL notepad. I can send it to you.
See.
I cannot remember my dreams at all. Like I will remember them maybe 5 minutes after I wake up. But if you give me 10 minutes, I'm like, what? Like I cannot remember for the life of me. But I mean, I just remember short parts. I know that today, well, first of all, sometimes I don't even dream, period. So if I do dream, it's rare. But last night I did, and it was weird. It was super. It was weird. It was like I was playing Resident Evil. That's all I remember. Like I was in this weird subway with demons and zombies. Not that Resident Evil has demons, but. It's weird. I can't remember everything. Everything's really fuzzy, and by tomorrow, I won't even remember at all.
Demons. Huh. Toadette?
Sometimes I remember. Not all the time, but sometimes I remember, like, a lot of weird ones. One, like, kind of odd thing that my mom says happens in my sleep is sometimes I just say random things, but most of the time, I... I don't know if I want to say it, but sometimes I moan Toadette's name in my sleep. I'm just like, No, not that kind of moan. No. I'm just like, Toadette. I just like say Toadette sometimes, even if it's a dream not about Toadette. I got her on my mind. I got her on my mind. But most of the time, I just have dreams where either I'm Toadette, I get killed by Toadette, or Toadette's just there for no reason. Like, the most recent dream I can remember is, Toadette running down, running, like, a run-down old-ass amusement park for little kids, and all the rides were broken, and, like, all the kids were dying, Toadette didn't care. There's even one where, like, she made a balloon animal for kids out of, like, a dirty condom.
Oh my god.
She made it to like a shape of a dong, gave it to the kid, and then she popped it. And she was like, screw you. And it's like Toadette's a real bee in my dreams.
Whoa. That sounds better than my dream. I remember I had a Pokemon. Don't you hate when you have a dream and you can hear the background music playing? So that background music playing in real life is playing in your dream. I was trying to watch Pokemon. I'm trying to stay away from Pokemon. The freaking theme song was playing in my head, but I was dreaming about something so extraneous. It was like a freaking battle around where I lived at. I just flew into somebody's apartment, and then somebody threw some electricity at me.
So I was like, you know, you're balanced. I want to be the very best.
It was I forgot what Pokemon it was. Advanced Battle. That.
Oh, that's even worse.
Exactly.
When can I say?
Pokemon Advanced Battle.
I sometimes I remember my dreams, sometimes I don't. Like, sometimes I write down what happened in my dream and then I'll remember it, like, perfectly. But sometimes I don't and I forget. I don't really remember some of my dreams. Sometimes when I have a dream, it feels so real. And then when I wake up from it, I'm like, wait, that wasn't real? Like, I remember one time I went to the movie theaters with some of my friends, and, like, I thought it was, like, completely real. And it wasn't. And I'm like, wait, that just felt completely real. It's so weird when things like that happen. Or I hate when you have a dream where you're, like, falling, and you just all of a sudden wake up.
Exactly.
And you wake up, you're like, whoa!
Don't you hate when you had the good dreams and you wake up and find out it was play? And you be like, damn, I wish it was play.
Yep. All right, let's move on to our next question. This is by Super Zambizzy. What's the farthest away place you've been? Dark Boo? I guess he's referring to, like, I guess location. Did you get out of New York and move to, like, visit another place that's very far away?
I went to Pennsylvania. To a museum. That's
probably next to New York.
Oh, that's probably how far I went to Pennsylvania. Yeah, looks like. Let me check upstate. Upstate New York is no Pennsylvania. No upstate. I don't know distance. I'm bad at geography.
The farthest I've been was to California.
What you were doing in California?
You know, doing like cool stuff and stuff. Toadette?
Sadly, I've never been outside the country yet, but the farthest I've been from home was Arizona.
Woo!
Super Sandusy?
I've been to Poland multiple times because half my family's over there. So.
Did you communicate with them properly?
Yes.
So you know how to speak Polish?
Yes, not perfectly, but yeah.
Speak some Polish now.
Polish. Say the Polish word for sausage.
You know what that is. No.
Say hi in Polish.
Cześć. Dzień dobry. There's two. That's two different ways. There you go.
I know the gym. I can't pronounce the word. I know how to spell it, but I can't pronounce it.
You can spell it, but not pronounce it. Spell it.
That happens to be so many damn times where I know a word. I know how it's pronounced, but I can't say it for the life of me. Oh, that happens all the time.
That's always happened to me. Even with other languages, I'd be like, I don't know how to say it, but I know how to spell it.
Speaking of that question, let's move on to Toadette's question. Which chores do you like the most? Which chores do you like the least? Dark Fu?
What chores do I have? I don't have any chores.
If you don't have chores, then I guess say nothing.
No, because even if I did have chores, I don't get paid for them. It's just called cleaning up. If you don't clean up, get your ass beat. Goodness. So I don't have any chores.
Do you have any
chores?
Yeah, I do chores to get money. I get $20 in allowance every Saturday. My favorite chore is probably just, like, simple cleaning my room. Even though it's a pain in the ass, it's really easy because, like, my room's never really actually messy. It's mostly just full of, like, dropped papers and clothes. You know, stuff I can just easily organize if I had better damn organization skills. My least favorite chore is cleaning up the cat box, because my cat just poops so much. She's just like, what the hell did you eat? And I just gotta, like, dump all this crap, literally all this crap, into a bag, and then refill it, and then I hate the smell of the litter. It's, like, it doesn't smell bad, but it's just really strong. It's, like, that kind of smell. It gets so much in your nose, you can taste it. And the bag is heavy, it's like 40 pounds, and it's like, the things I'd freaking do for you, cat, but I guess it's better than having to walk my cat every day and pick up his poop off the ground.
We may pull a poop in the house.
Stuff, gross.
We may pull a poop in the house, but he pooped in the house. Before he had something to eat, it came out the whole house. Was in an inferno of, oh my god, I was like, you damn dog, what the hell you eat? Goodness.
Super Zambazy.
Well, I wish I could say.
You don't have scores, right? You're like 19.
Well, that's the thing. I wish I could say I don't, because I am 19. I am a college student, but I do live at home and I do have chores. I don't have, if I had tons of money, then I wouldn't be living. I don't. So, I do have chores. I can't really pinpoint. Oh, so on Saturdays, it's pretty much house cleaning day. So, that's today. And I usually clean the bathrooms, which is kind of like I don't like doing that. Yeah. And I guess I can't say I have a big family. For some, it's considered big. For others, not. There's seven of us. So, it's... Yeah, so it can get kind of crazy in the bathrooms. So...
Dang, your mom had five kids?
Yes.
Oh my god. Yeah. I wouldn't be having five kids. That's too much. That's too much responsibility. Uh-uh.
Yeah, four siblings. Dang. My mom would have four, but she got rid of one. No, my mom would have five. She got rid of two, lost two. Got rid of two, lost two.
Three of my mom's kids were miscarriages before me. Yeah.
My mom only had me and just me. Like, no miscarriages, no babies of another man. I'm the only spawn that she's ever had, and I'm probably going to be the only one she ever will have.
My mom said she's not open. Oh, I can't say that.
Oh, don't say that. Do I have any chores? The only thing my mom gives me responsibilities is basically just my room, which I have to clean diligently and myself. I have to clean it myself with my own responsibility and stuff. So, yeah, I don't really consider it a chore though, because my mom doesn't force me. Of course, I help my mom and my parents out whenever they need help around the house, obviously, but I don't really, like, have assigned chores. Okay, now it is time for my question. Oh, yeah. How many siblings do you have?
Oh, well.
We already pretty much just answered that.
Okay, so let me ask another question. It's not my fault you guys answered it before.
I didn't answer that. I didn't answer that on the mother side.
Oh, what? The Dark Who answered that?
On the father's side, I got seven.
Be specific on genders.
On mother's side, it's just me, myself, and I. On the father's side, it's like, I think it's like eight of, no, there's nine of us. No, most likely, if I don't know, it's probably 12 of us.
How many baby mamas?
No, he probably got like freaking, man? She wouldn't know, probably like six.
Six? Oh my god!
They're all boys.
All that child support.
He ain't got no damn child support! I'm gonna fool you! Goodness! He ain't got no damn child support! His ass will not be at that courthouse! Goodness! They all boys! We all boys, pretty much.
For me, I have. I think I said this before, that's so weird. I have two brothers and one sister. Essie, how about you?
Well, I said I had five. I have one sister, three brothers. And I also just want to go back. I said that if I had money, I wouldn't be living here. That's not true. If I had money, I'd still be living here because going out and living on campus or whatever, that's kind of dumb. I'm not going to spend money on that. If I have the opportunity to stay home and to... continue living here, then I will. Uh-oh. What did I say? Did I say something dumb? Oh, no.
Nothing.
Nothing? I'm going to re-listen to this.
You said five. I hope you know what the numbers you say. You said you have five siblings.
I'm not making any connections here.
You said you have five siblings, right? There's five of you, all of you?
Oh, whoops, there's, I have four. including me. Five including me, that's what I meant.
Okay.
I like that. Oh my god, you're gonna kill me. Let's get into our final words. That's basically have been our important questions.
Did Toadette go?
Toadette doesn't have any siblings. She said this. Nope, she said it earlier. Dark Boo.
Well, final words. My cat as my brother.
Okay, so then Toadette has one brother.
A cat.
Dark Boo.
Oh, final words?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't hear you say it. I just heard you say my name and then told that speak. Whoops. I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast, bitches. I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. So, most likely when E3 comes, that's probably like 2 months away, we're going to get a Mario Party 3DS trailer, of course. And everybody already knows how this goes, how the flow and the juices for. So, be aware of that. We're going to have some other games, and I have yet to get me a 3DS, probably gonna get it when Mario Party 3DS come out. And plus, I want the PS4, whatever it is. I want the PS4. And plus, I'm too old for games. I'm not lying. I'm getting too old for games. Good. I see why a lot of old people don't play games. Get too old. But I'm only 19. I should be playing for games. But I hope you enjoyed the podcast and. I got candy in my mouth. That's why I'm choking. I ain't got any more. I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah, I know. I know how you feel. Like, I'm 16 and I feel a little weird. I don't know. I'm starting to feel a little weird playing games at times. It's like sort of weird. I feel sort of childish.
I don't have any. Well, if I put that to Nintendo 64, if I put that on, please, I'll be playing that all day.
Toadette, final words?
I hope you all enjoyed the podcast. It was good.
Toadette approved?
Uh-huh. 10 out of 10 Toadettes.
Oh, yes. Super Zambazoo?
I will end on that. It's surprising that this was announced this week because I was not expecting it. And now we have a whole year of speculating to look forward to. Oh, man.
All right. Okay, let me get the earning information out. Hold on 1 second, let me take out this gum. I'm not even going to say it right, and you guys are going to be like, what the hell? Okay, hold on. Alright. If you want to guest during the podcast, or if you have any questions, contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/TheLostLevelsNPL. You can check out Mario Legacy in our form at MarioPartyLegacy.com/form. You check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI and MPFS at mpimpfs.mariopartylegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and our Facebook page MPL Network. And as for me, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at SpiderStarYou. Find out what goes on with my life. I have not updated lately. Subscribe to me on YouTube. I'm SpiderStarYou. I make juicy, 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 juicy videos. Yes, they are so juicy. You'll be filled up. Dark Boo's YouTube account is 516-974-3494.
Yes.
And do I need to say it slowly, guys? Or should I just keep it that way?
Keep it that way. It's your main number.
Follow Super Zambazy on Twitter at Super Zambazy, and subscribe to him on YouTube, Super Zambazy. Subscribe to Timmy on YouTube. He's Mr. Tim Tendo.
Clever.
Subscribe to Toadette on YouTube. She's Caitlin Robitalian, and on her Tumblr, unofficial official Toadette, and our Facebook, Homicidal Fungus. Well, that's it for our podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next time in on future podcasts. See you later. Bye.